We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. Yeah, Pat Burke was on this morning crowing about the fact that they have passed a bill over to the governor on his desk as we speak. And if he signs it, the law will say that if congressional committees want to access Donald Trump's tax returns from New York State, they are welcome to them. Now, I don't know the expression lacks a legitimate legislative purpose. That's what the Treasury Secretary told Congress when they asked for the returns, the national returns, the Fed. He said no for that reason, and I think that reason holds here, too. It's all political. You and I both know it. Let's go to Brian in South Buffalo. Brian, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Brian.
I love listening to your show. Often I'd love to call in, but, you know, I'm a hard-working blue-collar guy. But I just have a little piece of information that I've been wanting to pass along. I live right around the corner from Pat Burke's old campaign office. And when he owned that office, I used to walk to 7-Eleven every day. That walk was never shoveled. And I just got off the phone with one of his representatives or whatever, just to make sure it was the same Pat Burke we're talking about. But it's like you say, these guys are clowns. They can't even manage their own campaign offices. And unfortunately, last year in New York State, I had to pay several thousand dollars in fines. And I got them all paid, and basically I was on unemployment. So when these clowns bring up things like they want me to pay for somebody else's parking tickets, it's insanity.
Yeah, I mean, he's two for two now between that and thinking this is a great deal, that we should be very happy that our state legislators are on the ball. Well, thanks, and thanks for the information, Brian. Really appreciate it. Mr. Beamer. I could use one of your Facebook quotes right now.
And I would love to give you a Facebook quote. Nancy says, "I think the Democrats are on their way to ruin politics as we know it. It's so sad to see the power they have used to destroy Trump and not better the state."
Now, think of it like this. I brought this up in the last hour. Anytime something happens like this, you got to look at the motivation. The motivation easily can be described as political. All right, we understand that. Now, impeachment. If they drop the papers of power of impeachment and they impeach the president, that does not mean he is removed from office. Then it has to go to the Senate, and the Senate has to vote on it. There's no way in hell the Senate's going to vote to remove him from office. So what? The leaders of the Democratic Party know that the most they can do is get him impeached without removing him from office. You tell me what motivation they have to do this, just to be able to say that they impeached him? I remember when Bill Clinton got impeached, too, and after he was impeached, he had the highest ratings he's ever had.
Is this in an effort to try to fire up their base more, or to try to get more people to gravitate towards what they're pushing? I don't know. I'm just throwing this out there.
Because even if it works exactly the way they want it to work, they're not going to get that through the Senate. That's not going to happen. That is an impossible chore, and they know it. So they're going to waste all this time where they could be doing the kind of legislative work we sent them to Washington to do.
So it's all political theater.
It's all political theater, just so they can say it. Just so they can say it. And if I'm a Democratic supporter, I say to my representative, look, I don't want symbolism. I want substance. Get in there and get something done. As the caller said, get off your ass and do your job.
They would never do it because they hate Trump so much.
They hated him before he became president. And they hate him more now.
They are blinded by their hatred. Because call me crazy, I think Trump wants them to start impeachment hearings because I think he knows he will run away with the 2020 election if that happens.
If they have impeachment hearings, he's winning the second term. There's no question about that because people are seeing it for what it is. But when you get these fools like Pat Burke calling and thinking this is a great day for the state of New York. And only one caller has suggested that he thinks that the governor will not sign it. I think that's a long shot.
I think if that, like I said earlier, if that's going to happen, it's only because the Clintons whispered in his ear, maybe it's a good thing that you don't sign it.
And maybe they should move to just another state, Maine or something, because they live in New York, and I don't know if they have a map in front of them. New York is the same state that's willing now to hand over a paperwork of individuals, both business and personal income tax.
Well, one thing, I don't think the Clintons are living together, and I don't think they're both in New York. Number two, I forgot what I was going to say. That's embarrassing.
Are you going to answer this question that I told you to think about? Here's a text. I've noticed over the years, Chelsea looks nothing like Bill. How about a trip to the Maury show? Now, I don't watch Maury, but I know you guys do. What do you think that means?
I mean, Maury Povich is so good, it's on twice a day. And I'll tell you, I'd love to see the Clintons on Maury Povich. I wonder, though, would it be one of the multiple shows? Because sometimes you watch Maury, and, you know, she's back for her eighth time.
Yeah, I will tell you this. I'm confident that Hillary has not enjoyed multiples for many years. We'll take a break on News Radio 930 WBEN.
You would have to have your head in the sand to not realize that the president has multiple conflicts, financial interests across the world that he still has ties to. I mean, the notion that people are like, well, you know, isn't this the Democrats just being partisan? If people in Congress or if people in general did not hold this president accountable, we know this is a corrupt administration. I mean,
just a quick reminder, a couple of cabins have become available for our next trip. This will be trip number 10 with Dan Neverth and myself, obviously, being the host. And this goes from Bergen to Barcelona. It's quite a trip. We fly out of Western New York to Bergen, which is in Norway. How about that? And then from there, we go to Amsterdam, Bruges. We go to Paris, Portsmouth, England, Falmouth, England, Porto, Portugal, Granada, Spain. I got to learn how to pronounce this. All right. It is Cartagena. That's it. Now, Cartagena and then Barcelona. And we're going aboard what everybody's favorite is we have Viking River Cruises, and now we have Viking Ocean Cruises. Viking's been voted 3 years in a row as the best cruise line, and Viking does a good job taking care of you. We'll be leaving October 6th through October 20th, and the Viking Jupiter was put in the water in February, so it's practically a brand new ship. Every room has a private veranda. There's 42-inch flat screen there, 24-hour room service to your room, and king-size bed, all that going on in one place. Plus, with Viking, at every port of call, you get a free excursion that they provide. It's part of the package, okay? But there are other excursions available, too, including Normandy, Monet's Gardens, the Louvre, the Eiffel Tower, Stonehenge, Picasso. I mean, what a trip! It's a world-class trip. If you'd like to get information, we'd like you to give a call to 888-844-688-7477. As I said, a couple of cabins have opened up, which means there's availability for you. Give them a call. All right, it'll be our trip number 10 from Bergen to Barcelona.
Sandy, last night at the Bald for Bucks event, I was talking with one of our listeners, and we were talking about your trips, and he says they all sound so amazing, and maybe someday he's going to be able to sign up and take one of those trips.
It's great vacation, great, and you're seeing, depending on which trip you take, you're seeing history, you're seeing past history that you know in your mind what it's supposed to look like, and you see it does. I mean, it's really cool.
Not to mention, you're seeing the beauties of the world.
Yep, and food, and they pamper you for the whole trip. It is definitely worth signing up for, or at least give them a call and get the information. Rick in Amherst. Rick, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Rick. What's on your mind today regarding this?
Well, I'm thoroughly enjoying all of your guys' discussion for the last 2+ hours, just completely annihilating Pat Burke. His interview this morning, it's a good thing I didn't have breakfast. I listened to it because I would have been forced to regurgitate all of it.
I don't know if he has any advisors, but if he doesn't, he should get some.
Oh, my God. The people who elected him, shame on them.
Yeah.
They're reconsidering next vote should this guy decide to run again.
And pandering. You know, time after time mentioning how the troops will be safer if we get the president's income tax forms from New York State. Man, I mean, doesn't he have any pride? How can he pander like that?
I have no idea. But, you know, the sad part is there are a lot of dumb people out there who do listen to people like Pat Burke, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. They have no minds. I'm not sure what they don't have, but there are so many people out there that do listen to the garbage that these people espouse.
And you can say anything. Earlier we mentioned that Nancy Pelosi yesterday said that the president's involved with a cover-up. She didn't say what kind, offered no information. And today, listening to Pat Burke, he said, because this really got to me too, we know the administration is corrupt. Oh, really? What have they been charged with? I'd like to know where the corruption starts. So apparently you can just throw anything out and expect the people to believe it.
Completely unfounded statements that they're allowed to make with no facts to base it up, and their constituents naturally eat it all up.
It's sad.
But the reason it's sad, it's terribly sad. But what I told Joe Beamer when I originally called and he answered the phone, I applaud everything you've been doing for the last 2+ hours to put him in his place. But I was really, I have to say, disappointed at Brian and Susan's interview this morning. They should have walked all over him. And I felt like for just a second there, some of the questions that Brian was throwing at him, he was going to go down that path and totally annihilate this guy and make a fool out of him. But they didn't.
Well, everybody has their own style, and traditional news people are different than talk show hosts. They perhaps are more polite than we are, but I thought the interview was a decent interview. Surely, whenever we hear an interview later, we say, well, we could have asked that or we should have asked this, but I think they were well represented. And what it really did is show that Pat Burke is empty. I mean, he's just empty. He's got nothing going on, and why he decided to take the thought process that the troops are going to be safer if we know the president's taxes. That's ridiculous. Thank you. Thank you, Rick. Thank you for calling. Really appreciate it. That's the way it works now. You can say anything. Say anything you want. You have no anything to back it up? No. See, I think that those sort of things shouldn't even be promoted by the press unless there is some substance to them. Is the press just there to write down what somebody says and print it or record it or show it on TV or radio? I don't think they should be.
Well, they are when the DNC tells them what to say.
Keep in mind, the press was an active participant. We worry about foreign interference in our elections. How about the press's interference with our elections? Because basically by promoting junk news, promoting fake news, that sort of thing where it's easy to see right through it, where they didn't do their due diligence, used to be you had to have some sources, some information, some backup that says, here's backing up what I'm saying. Now they just say it. And that's it. It's the end of it. They just say it, and it stays out there.
Remember when we did the show, we tried to prove a point, Chuck Schumer sleeps with chickens.
Yes, Chuck Schumer sleeps with chickens. That was one of my favorite shows.
That was hysterical.
Because I wanted to see how far it would go. I have no proof that Chuck Schumer slept with chickens, but guess what? I have no proof he hasn't. So you got to think about that.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know what? The chickens will be a lot safer if we see Chuck Schumer's tax forms.
Wasn't he seen near a KFC?
I think that, yeah. And he's used a lot of French fries.
Yeah.
Usually people with French fries have chicken.
Sure.
And biscuits.
That's right.
Biscuits. I got to see his biscuit bill.
Wait a minute. I want to see. Making myself hungry.
I want to see Chuck Schumer's biscuit bill. Because if I can prove that he eats a lot of biscuits, that means he has done, you know, carnivorous things with chickens.
I need to investigate some biscuits
I
to find out.
Exactly. And I want to find out who got the eggs. What the hell? If you can just throw things out, why not? Why not just do it?
It's because so absurd.
It's so cumbersome to have to actually have evidence of anything. It's just easier to just do it and charge it. Just point your finger at somebody and say they did that. You don't need any backup.
Networks have been doing that for how long now?
Exactly. I didn't say that Chuck Schumer slept with chickens, but I think that it's possible. It is possible. Who could say it's impossible?
I think this story is running afoul.
Oh, come on now. 803-0930-1-800-616-9236 *930. If this passes, Trump should send all illegal immigrants to New York City, sanctuary city. Here's another one. This is good. Will you stop playing Burke's soundbites? If I wanted to hear the moron, I'd have listened to CNN. So that's pretty good. Burke's not getting great reviews on this.
No, he's not. He's We're not feeling the love.
0-2. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN. Gary, maybe you can make us laugh a little bit. Gary in Williamsville, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy and Tony.
Hello there. Can we have your tax returns?
Are they going to go after his kids' tax returns? Or are we going to have breaking news on CNN? We have pictures of Donald Trump's opulent bathroom with a chandelier in it. Because the toilet paper is folded like it is in fine hotels.
And it comes out from the top and not the bottom. That's very important.
What's next? They spent 2 years.
I know it. Here, this thing comes out with all of these special people and money and $25 million and whatever. They got nothing, and they just keep pounding that dead horse.
What New York State needs to understand is people are on the razor's edge right now. And every time they do something stupid that looks like something Karl Marx would do, people go, okay, I'm leaving. And the people that are leaving, believe it or not, legislators, are taxpayers. And guess what? Soon I will be one of them. And you won't have Gary from Williamsville's money to give away to anybody.
I hope you don't, Gary. In fact, we'll do a GoFundMe. A GoFundMe page for you, Gary, so you won't have to leave.
No. It's not just the taxes, Sandy. It's everything.
It's the regulation, too. It's strangulation.
Yeah, there's
New York, from the womb to the tomb, they want they supervise every movement and make sure that you listen to what they say as they legislate your life. And I get sick of it. Right now, we're in a race with to the bottom with California.
It, you know how it looks like in the end? It really does. It looks like Venezuela. That's
yeah.
New York's future.
You would think they'd look at the TV and see some reports from Venezuela and say, socialism, that's the route I like. It's not going so well there. We never hear any good news coming out of Albany. When's the last time you heard something really positive come out of Albany?
When they finally drive the state into the toilet, swirling the bowl, and the taxpayers and the people that are left pick up the pitchforks, I hope all the legislators are wearing sneakers because you're going to have to run.
Thank you, Gary. Always good to talk to you. Thank you very much. Gary from Williamsville. He always has a point to make, but he has got a good sense of humor about it, too. Yeah, keep in mind, You know, you want to be number one? Yeah, well, we're number one, state of New York. We're number one in losing people, okay? What happens when you lose people? You lose legislative representation in the House, okay? They divide it up by numbers of people. So that's good. So we have less people. Here, we have less people and less legislative clout, and we're going the wrong way with a driver that has his eyes over his hands over his eyes and has got the pedal to the metal. Does that sound like a good future for you?
Well, Byron Brown said that this is the greatest governor New York State has ever had.
Thank you. What are you trying to compete with Gary for laughs? Byron Brown. Yeah, Byron Brown also said that we are a welcoming city. Now, I want you to remember this. There's 84 languages spoken in the Buffalo school system. English, I guess, is one of them, but I guess we should be proud of that. I think the key will be when your automated system says dial 2 for English. Okay, right now we're still holding on to number 1, dial 1 for English. But I think it's right on the edge. What do you think?
It
could go either way. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Yeah, he was on this morning. Pat Burke, everybody's favorite. Anytime you feel inept, just listen to Pat Burke and you'll feel a lot better. I can tell you that. And he was talking about what the legislature has done to give to, it's a legislative gift to Andrew Cuomo. And it says that if the federal committees in Congress want access to a taxpayer's forms in the last several years, that they're readily available. Just ask and we'll send them over. That's just the way it is. Now, you may not like that idea, and you're thinking, is it about Donald Trump only? Well, no, it can't be just about him only, or it would not survive legal muster. You can't have a law crafted around one person. However, you know who it's for. I know who it's for. They know who it's for. But who isn't it for that it might end up being? How about Bill and Hillary Clinton? Don't they live in Chappaqua? Isn't that in New York? Wouldn't you love to see access to their tax situation? I would.
Wouldn't we also have access to Andrew Cuomo's information? And wasn't he also suspected of pay-for-play scams with the Buffalo Billion?
Well, that's true.
So would we find out some key information?
And remember who else has been talked about with play for pay? Byron Brown.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, maybe we have a party, a reveal party, where everybody brings their tax returns with them. I know you have to go old-fashioned and go paper because we want to be able to pass them around and look at them, point things out. So let's get the governor, the mayor, the legislature. Let's get everybody associated with government in this state and a big reveal party, and we can all know what's going on with them.
That sounds like a good time.
At that time, then maybe we can talk about people across the aisle in a more soberly and, shall we say, convincing manner. Right now, we know it's a sham, and you do too. Let's take a break on News Radio 930 WBN.
And we're in a unique situation where we have the highest office in the land, which is enormously powerful, which has a major impact on, you know, our nation, you know, our citizens, our lives, and the safety of our troops who may have foreign entanglements. Well, we know he has foreign entanglements. Well, we don't know to what degree.
We all know Chuck Schumer has laid a few eggs in his day. Remember, we were passing the information that Chuck Schumer sleeps with chickens, because we've decided that if politicians can just make outrageous claims without any proof, then we should be able to say Chuck Schumer sleeps with chickens. Now, I have no evidence that he has. However, I have no evidence that he hasn't. So I'll just throw it out there. Use it. Because Hillary said, not Hillary, it was said, is that a chicken? Oh, good, it's Chicken Man. Hi, Chuck. Chuck Schumer's there with Chicken Man. That's very nice. He hangs around with the important people. We heard that Nancy Pelosi said that the president's involved with a cover-up. And she didn't say what?
Just throw it out there.
Just throw it out there. You know, just throw it out there. And then we hear today from that noted legislator and intellectual, Pat Burke, who said, we know he has corruption in the White House. We know it. They know it. Have you seen them come up with any evidence of it? I have not seen it.
Well, CNN told them.
Yeah. I mean, you make these declarative statements, and you have nothing to back it up. I think it's a little ridiculous. Now, a couple more things, and then we'll go to some Facebook. If Congress does request and obtain Trump's state tax returns, it doesn't mean the public gets to see them. Under federal law, the confidential information in the returns is supposed to be for the committee's eyes only. Pardon me, just a second. Are you telling me that if they send them to the committee, they're not going to get leaked? Are you really telling me that? Do you think that I want to buy that bridge that you have for sale? That's ridiculous. The New York bills have no time limitation on the tax filings, which could be shared with Congress. They require that the returns be requested here, just like the Treasury Secretary, right, for a specified and legitimate legislative purpose. Well, that'll be interesting then. That means if the governor signs the bill and then they make a request, the legislature, I assume, that they would be the ones to make the decision, would have to see that it is for a specified and legitimate legislative purpose. We'll see where that goes. He doesn't have to say yes, we'll pass them over, if they think they were primarily political in nature. So it looks good, doesn't it? Sounds good. You know, please, give me a break. That thing will leak before the committee gets to see it. It'll leak as soon as they said, yes, we'll send it to you.
It'll go right to the New York Times.
Immediately. It'll be published. They're probably setting the type right now for the New York Times for this story, if it happens. So don't believe it. It sounds good, looks good, but it isn't. All right, Mr. Beamer, Mr. Joseph Beamer. We have not talked to you a lot today.
No, well, the one time you went to me and I had the brain fart on air, what I meant to say was not only is this good for the state, Sandy, it's good for the troops. I just want
to
remind you.
I'm glad you picked that up because, you know, I wish he had mentioned the troops a few more times, you know, like 46 or 47 more times. He finds a safety net, the troops, and decides to say that if we send the tax returns of the president to the committees in Congress, the troops will be safer.
You know why? Because he can't say, it's for the children.
Yeah, oh my God. You talk about clueless. It's beyond clueless. Another one, please.
Yeah, Julie says, with the salary congressmen and women make, maybe with this new bill, we can look into how all of them become multimillionaires.
That's a good question. I mean, it's a good positioning statement. Simply because I always remember that Bill Clinton was making $47,000 a year as governor of his state when he became president. And now I think they're worth a few dollars. It all started with the expertise Hillary had with pork bellies.
Yeah, you get these congressmen, they make under 74, but they're multimillionaires, and nobody wants to investigate their past. How is it that they become so wealthy?
I'd like to see their tax returns.
Yeah, let's see it.
I think that would be good.
And I might be wrong, because
things
go over my head a lot.
You could never be wrong.
But wasn't it the Russians, or a Russian company that paid Bill Clinton $250,000 to give a speech?
For speech, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. No question about it.
And I thought the Russians were
evil. Did a former candidate sell uranium to Russia?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's all true. I think we should ask for their tax returns. I think it would be interesting to see it.
And how about the Bidens? Can we check that out with their deals with the Ukraine?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are waiting to get that information.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as it happens, I think Joe will be done sniffing women's hair.
He will never be done sniffing women's hair.
He will have to go and buy a wig and wear it himself and sniff his own hair. Do you have another one, please?
Yeah, Paula says, I'd like to see everyone's taxes. If this bill passes, I hope to see all of the Cuomo's taxes, all of the Pelosi's taxes, so on and so forth. If it goes for one, it should go for all.
That's true. I don't even want to see my own taxes, but I'd be interested in seeing somebody else's.
That if you want to laugh, I'll show you mine.
That'd be it's too heavy for me to laugh.
Yeah, okay.
All those big numbers in there?
It's on a 3x5 card.
It's do not pass go. Do not collect $200. You have another.
I do not, Sandy. That was my
fourth
one.
I'm sorry.
But I would like to say something.
Well, I hope so. This is radio.
It's 100 days away till kickoff for Virginia Tech. So Virginia Tech football, 100 days away.
Does that lack a legitimate legislative purpose, what you just said?
I think it should be a holiday.
I think it should be, too.
I want to see Texas tax returns.
You know, it's amazing as you when you do shows like we do, is that, you know, every once in a while, if you dip your toe in the water, you know, it might be, oh, gee, no, not ready for that. What a shock. But when you do it every day, pretty soon your toes become numb. We see this every day, and it's just amazing how quickly our country is going down the drain. We're not seeing any movement forward on the legitimate legislative issues. You don't see anything really important to the entire country. What we see is a group of people going after a guy who won an election they wish that he had not. That's all it's about. And when you dig down to it, look at what he's done for America in 2.5 years, despite all of the opposition, all of the opposition party, all of the press, part of his own party. It never ends. So I think that instead of going after him, they should give him some kind of special award, because presidents have had it tough in the past. But I don't think any of them have ever had it this tough domestically. You know what I'm talking about? Surely we've had presidents like FDR and Harry Truman lead us through war. But domestically, with their own party and the press and the opposition party all going against the president at the same time, we are very, very fortunate that he's done as well as he has. Okay, who wants to win $1,000? You can send this to 72881. The word is dress, as in, dress, something you would wear if you're a woman, or maybe unsure of yourself. So it's dress. Send it to 72881. See you tomorrow at 9.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.